This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Rams with us. Rick, we were talking about secret societies and magical cults, and I just wanted to bring something up. I remember watching a video of George W. Bush being interviewed, the interviewer said something like, you're a member of a secret society, right? And he said, yes. And so the interviewer said, so what do you, Skull and Bones, what do you guys do in this secret society? And then Bush said, well, it wouldn't be a secret if I told you. So what do you think they do in these secret societies, Rick?
Well, let's see. The Greeks used paddle boards and balloons. So, and alcohol, chug, chug. Remember John Belushi when he did the movie Animal House and the toga parties and John Belushi as the guy that later in the movie drives off to Washington, D.C. with the big blonde with all the big chest on it. And that was his representation of George W. Bush, where he pushes a beer can against his forehead and toga, toga. Yeah, that's what they do. And they think that they are creating magic, like having sex with children is like voodoo, where blood is spurted everywhere and everybody's emotions get so outraged as to create a schism in space-time. And good luck with that.
Rick, I was involved in a fraternity at the university. I actually was the president of a chapter of the fraternity at a university. And I was selected to be initiated at the National Conclave. And this was in front of 4,000 people. And there were only a couple of us, literally just a couple, on stage. And the grand guy, I won't use the name of the office, but we'll call it the president, the grand president of the entire worldwide fraternity, was the one who was initiating me, and he was in, full regalia. He was in robes, and but I got to tell you that there was nothing that happened that I would consider part of the occult, that I recognized as occult. There was nothing that happened that involved sex or little children in this, in this, at least in my experience, with any part whatsoever of this international collegiate fraternity. However, my only experience is with this one fraternity, and it's very large. At the time, it was as large, pretty much as large as they get. Elvis Presley was a member. President Ronald Reagan was a member. Conrad Hilton was a member.
Called like JC's, Junior Chamber of Commerce, those kinds of step-ups. It's all there. It's called the Mass of the Holy Ghost, and sacred, and is different and started in India with tantric yoga. And Aleister Crowley, others have written about it through the ages, starting with Golden Dawn and then OTO, other magic lodges that would use what we call high magic. High magic is following or trying to discover your purpose, the distinction distinction between intent, what actually what you end up doing and what you did not really do that you should have, that kind of thing, and the purpose for why you're actually physically in sports space. And it's an awakening kind of thing that we all of us internally seek. And religions have basically been formed to assert fellowship, the idea of finding somebody that has a similar common belief and or value structure that will help you reinforce your own. I love churches for going and playing baseball. The fellowship that I have playing baseball with a church group is exhilarating. And the other end, spirituality is not what you do, but how you do it. And that's where the constructs of hypocrite comes to mind and bearing false witness. Now, I have tried and make mistakes all the time. That's why I'm physically here. It's like I'm making mistakes. I'm here to learn and try to become better. And the idea is none of us are clean, and how dare one person make judgment on another? And then when there's somebody in Washington, D.C. that thinks he's doing something to protect me and or make do something that I don't know to do, and he's going to do it for me, that's not right. And that's where Hobbes and Kant started the philosophy and distinction between natural and civil law. And what we have today is so constraining as to there's no way out in the system. And that's one of the reasons why many of your listeners want to retreat to their own little sustainable lifeboat, close down and be isolationists in some ways. I do not believe in the constructs of war. And right now, Africa is riddled with crime and civil rights because of greed and money from high-end one percenters wanting the molybdenum. Now, I've had enough. And I'm gonna say so publicly. Whether or not people get what I'm saying, that's a different matter. But it's all wrong. It's corrupt, and is why they say that Satan is alive and well on the planet Earth. Really, demons are actually those elements or qualities in human behavior that are deemed unworthy. And that's what a real demon is. It's lesser than you are. It's a behavior pattern and or whatever, a tendency like greed, jealousy, lust, that we all have and need monitoring to try to make cleaner and become more pure.
Yeah, what's wrong with helping each other? One of the things I wanted to tell you, Rick, and I mentioned
that's
this
the
before.
Same philosophy. That's what Christ had to say. And actually, my girlfriend reminded me that at one time, Christ threw a tantrum because he said, and I can't quote it exactly, but she was good at it, because that's the only way of communication that they understand. Now, I find myself throwing tantrums or getting angry and raising my voice, and it's wrong. And when I do this, I have gotten to the point where I am no longer witnessing myself. Witnessing is when you watch yourself behave a certain way, like you have a detached part of self that's watching your behavior. And right now, what I would like to do or aspire toward is the teachings of Christ. Not become like Christ, but his teachings. And that's not Christian. That's a seen philosophy. And it goes way back before the Catholic Church ever did, or Christianity or any of that existed. And so that is what I aspire toward. Older values that were practiced by people I respect in history.
I agree. Mike in Maryland, you're on with Doc Ram. Welcome.
Oops.
Mike, you're on the air.
Just chime in a little bit on secret societies.
Yeah.
There's this movie that came out in 1970, and this is when I was like 18 years old, and it was a pretty good movie. It was called Brotherhood of the Veil. It's a made-for-TV movie.
And it started, I remember that one.
It starred Glenn Ford, and it was about this one guy that joined the secrets of Glenn Ford, who joined the society as a young man in college, and I don't want to, you know, do any spoilers here, but basically, to explain a little bit, he had wealth, a good-looking wife, great job, everything he could ever want. And then one day, the society asked him to do something that was against his, that he thought was wrong. And then his whole life went to H-E double hockey sticks after that, when he refused this order from the Secret Society. Really good movie, Brotherhood of the Veil. You can see it free on YouTube. Now, the last time I saw it was a couple years ago. It was like on 10-minute installments. But it's well worth seeing, and it kind of like, you know, and I never even, I just thought it was straight-up fiction. You know, I had no idea in my naive little mind that societies like that could exist. But it's a really good movie, well acted, well done, especially considering the fact that it was a made-for-TV movie. But Glenn Ford did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Right, yeah, that's a good reference. Thanks for that. People need to realize there's something more going on here, and that we're all of us being duped into behaviors and actions that we don't believe in. And
Mike,
the answer to that is
not
outside in the Word. The answer is inside and your personal response to the Word. And that is where real truth lies. It's not outside, it's inside. And it's not in somebody else's written, whether they were inspired by God. It is the inspiration that you feel when you read something. That's where the real truth lies. That, by the way, is part of my writings in the Non-Local Mind book, and how your future timeline is helping you construct a path toward your purpose. And when you do that, something miraculously happens, and you become enlightened.
Mike, one more time, the name of that movie?
It's called Brotherhood of the Veil.
Of the Ville, V-I-L-L-E?
V-I-E-L. Or V-I-A-L. Or V-I-A-L. V-I-A-L.
Of the Veil. Okay.
Covers something. V-E-L-L.
Got it. Great. Mike, thanks so much for calling. Rick and I will be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. that. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Miller's with us. Rick, I believe people are changing, and not necessarily for the better. And I mentioned this story, and I'll use it as a lead into the another part of the story that I'd like to share, connecting some dots. So our son and I were in Kentucky, and we had a brake failure pulling a 26-foot gooseneck trailer with our Dodge Cummins turbo diesel 1999 pickup truck. So that we had a brake failure on one of the axles. One of the brake shoes came loose off the backing, and in lots of water, you know, there's a lot of rain, and something happened to the brakes, and it's not like we don't check them, we do. And so we had this mechanical failure, and so we pulled to one of those rest stops, and this is where tractor trailers would pull in and cars would pull in to use the, you know, the bathroom there. Anyway, we decided to take the tires and wheels off one of the axles, both sides, left and right, and bring this trailer home unloaded on just one axle rather than two axles. And everything was safe doing that. And so it took us about an hour to change the wheels off and tires. Nobody came over to say, how's it going, or what are you doing? Nobody even engaged us in conversation. And it was during daylight hours, and I was very surprised that no one was interested in helping us. No one was interested in talking to us. No one was interested in any way, shape, or form engaging us. Now, that leads me into the next story. And so last night, as it was getting dark, I was chatting with Mrs. Finelli, and we moved over 100 cows from one side of the road to another. And what we typically do is we live on a dirt road, and there's very little traffic on this road. The road grader came by and messed up the road, you know, as it always does, and it was drizzling and on and off. So we were opening one fence to move the cows to the other side of the road. And what we do it quickly is I call the cows, or our son calls the cows, and they all bunch up, and then they get ready to cross the road. They know what they're doing, so we just call them, and they go, okay, we're going to the other side of the road where there's fresh grass. This is good. And as we were preparing to do this, one of our neighbors came by, and my wife was talking to him in a truck, and she said, you know, there's something in the road down there, so be careful because you may hit it, and it's not obvious from where we are right now whether it's a rock that the road grader left in, a large rock like bowling ball size, or whether it's something else. And he said, yeah, I passed that, and yeah, I saw it before. Now here's the point. So I said to my wife, I don't understand. Because if we saw that and we were down there at that time, we would have stopped, gotten out of our truck, and moved whatever it is out of the way so no one would run into it, no one would have an accident, no one would be hurt, and no vehicle would be damaged by it. And I said, but I don't know where that came from. I don't know if that came from my mom and my dad. I don't know if it's genetic. I don't know if it came from your mom and your dad. But I know that every single member of our family would have stopped, gotten out of the vehicle, moved that object out of the way, into the ditch, wherever, so that no one would be hurt by it. But that's us. And I don't think that everybody's like that. But I think people were more like that in the past. Rick, are you seeing the same kind of me first, I don't care about anybody else attitude in your neck of the woods?
I'm seeing values that don't mix is what I'm seeing. For example, I live in Oregon. Most people that live in Oregon do not have a bunch of money, and their value systems are such they want to live in the country and see more green. California is different in that their values are status and what they're driving, whether it's a Beamer, an Audi, or whatever, or a BMW or a Mercedes. Up here, now when people from California move up here because the land is cheaper, now we have the mixing of oil with water. And with that comes the tension of these values in conflict. Who's right? Well, I choose not to make value on Los Angeles. I wouldn't want to live there. How did Crocodile Dundee put it when he's out in the woods in survival eating alligators? Well, yeah, I can live on it, but I wouldn't eat it. Well, that's it. You know, that's why we have choice. And I choose to live a different kind of life. Now, with that,
we'll be right back.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, I'd like to give out a couple listen line numbers if you're traveling and you'd like to take USA Prepares with us. 605-477-3249. And here's another one. 605-562-5111. 605-562-5111, and then option number 4. Rick Miller's with us. Rick, you were talking about L.A., and you'd like to live in another kind of world.
Well, it's a different universe with different values, and I'm not going to say that mine are superior or inferior to others. What I'm saying is they're different, and that's probably why the United States is shortly going to fragment into about 9 provinces where groups of states have issues against the federal government, and they're trying to regulate everything. And the more we're regulating, the more complex we're getting, the more corrupt the entire system becomes. And what it really is about is not the government or the military. It's these secret little cult sects within each that have no accountability.
Rick,
there's nothing wrong with the military or our government.
Yeah.
It is the individuals and their agendas within it. When I was at the Pentagon, I literally witnessed different floors trading bullets. I mean, you know, there's conflict going on within all of these, including our government. Look at the Democratic and Republican parties. This is craziness. And what we are missing is the practical of where are our statesmen when we need them the most. That's what
we don't have any
now,
statesmen.
A statesman.
We don't have any statesmen. We have a bunch of perverts. Rick,
yeah, that's a
I was
good
thinking...
word. Pervert is a good word to associate with Hillary Clinton. She probably is so sick, and yet there is no accountability for her health right now. Why is that? Because it would put the Democratic Party at a close down. We don't have a candidate suitable, and then there is going to be a problem with our elections, just like they are predicting. And Trump has already shown to be not so much interested in his so-called principles, but is breaking and bending them for the vote. Now there it is, read it and weep.
How about the post yesterday that said if one of the candidates were to die, and I don't know if this is a veiled threat, I don't know if it's an open threat, but the post said that if one of the candidates were to die, the Electoral College may pick our president or not. So now we know that really, how much does our vote count if the Electoral College will just pick one? And I think that's where we are. We're coming to the realization, Rick, that we really have very little influence as villagers in what happens.
We're being given a choice. And Hillary Clinton is sick. She probably is not going to make it to the elections. There is absolutely no question there's something wrong. We've seen the syringes. We've seen her behavior in public where she goes into seizure. So what's going on? And
how about
when
the restroom?
Look at Trump and the way he is changing his policies to amend and back off. He's already violated constitutional rights in many of his statements of position. He's a bigot. And he's not even smart like I am. And yet he would think he is because he has more money. Values again. Here we are at the end of days.
Rick, there are posts, Rick, on the internet asking the questions. Is that an image of Hillary with a pantsuit on, and is that a catheter tube running down across her knee? Is that what that, you know, long...
Yes, it is. And actually, there's been reports of that, and what she probably has a problem with right now with Parkinson's. But here's the deal. We don't know. There are many, many questions, and why are they not being addressed? Because who cares?
How about those glasses? Do you remember seeing, it might have been about a year ago, images of her wearing these new prescription glasses that were Fresnel lenses? What I'm saying, a Fresnel lens, class, you've seen these parabolic antennas that are aimed at satellites, these, you know, 10 and 12 foot antennas and much larger. You know what a parabolic antenna is. Well, she had these lenses that were Fresnel lenses, which do the same thing as a parabolic lens, except it's more flat. So it's a bunch of slices of a parabolic lens. Have you seen that image of Hillary with those lenses, Rick? These are like Coke bottles.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of stuff. My Facebook page every day has uploads of the atrocities and outrageousness of what's going on at DocRam.com. And I am now getting over 40,000 views a week. 40,000. And I know that I don't know. And if I don't know, what does that suggest about our media and my ability to research and get to the bottom of something? I know that I don't know. I now realize I may never know what really happened regarding geoengineering, whatever. You know, geoengineering, Carnegie Mellon came out. This is Pittsburgh. This is the group that came in and physically wiped my hard drives. I've got evidence and proof on this. He tried to discredit me. Look what they've done to Zen Gardner, whom I think is a far better writer than me. I mean, articulating the values and of which I aspire toward. And he's gone. He's out. He's finished. They discredited him this last week, big time. And Carnegie Mellon came out with 76 scientists out of 77 so-called peer review, not my peer, but peer review, saying that geoengineering was a pseudoscience, and all of that fluff up there from 3 and 5 hours is water vapor.
Right. Right. Right.
That's crazy. And whom do they think they're kidding? And why are not more people saying this is outrageously wrong and we're going to take some of these universities like Carnegie Mellon to task? This is wrong.
Rick, I know with all of my fabric that that this chemical spraying is absolutely positively real. I mean, I have been taking down.
I mean, 2 weeks ago on our show, you actually said, what about the aluminum volume presence in the soil and in the atmosphere? Where did that come from? You know, and Carnegie Mellon and their scientists, peers, are saying it's pseudoscience. Right. I published each of their names for history. I want everybody to realize they're liars. And they're doing it for profit or money or something that and needs accountability.
Rick, I know you're upset. Whatever you do, whatever
know,
you do, don't say it.
It's changing me, and I don't like it. Yeah. I don't want to be like this.
It's changing. It's changing a lot of us, because Rick, we would hear the words back in the 1960s, America, love it or leave it, and now a bunch of us are saying, so where can we go? We're annoyed. We're annoyed that a few of the elite in Washington and in our state capitals are pushing us around and telling us what to do. I was thinking about, if I do another seminar, and I don't know if I will be or not, but I was thinking about the topics. I teach people how to save money and how to pay less in taxes, and I get annoyed having to pay taxes. So when I buy something for the farm, if it is directly related to the farm, I don't pay sales tax. I don't have to pay sales tax because it's a farm-related item. Well, I think a lot of us should start start having farms so you can buy things that are for your farm and not pay sales tax. And how much is sales tax? It's getting darn close to 10% now, Rick. It's over 8% in some hamlets in Missouri. Over 8% sales tax. That's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, they try to levy your property taxes for the crime, and then they do the excuse of, we have poor law enforcement because we don't have the budgets we need. And it turns out our budgets are higher than what they're paying in other regions who have no problems, because
here's the thing.
It's the orientation of the law enforcement in that region that determines whether it's a business or they're actually there to serve and protect. Whatever happened to Smokey the Bear? And it isn't Smokey Bear. There's another timeline. It was Smokey the Bear. And I remember that, and I won't forget it. And whatever happened to that concept?
You're right. Rick, it was only you can prevent forest fires, Smokey the Bear. And then I remember it became Smokey Bear. And then I remember commercials on television saying, it's not Smokey the Bear. Here's the proof. Is it Easter the Bunny? No, it's not Easter the Bunny. It's Easter Bunny. So it was Smokey Bear. Those guys lied to us.
Have used that bear as their logo for letting others know when children are for sale. It started with Grateful Dead. I love the Grateful Dead and their blue bear. But if you see that blue bear face, that is children for sale. Make a note.
We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back was a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
PDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like to apologize to some of the callers who have called in the last segment of this broadcast. It's only a few minutes long, and I've got some things that I posted on our Facebook page of what we're going to talk about with Doc Ram today. So I was unable to take those calls. So if you're going to call us early. Call us early in the broadcast, and that way we'll have more time. Rick, I was thinking, I flew over Phoenix many years ago, and I was thinking, boy, Phoenix is huge, Phoenix, Arizona. So I looked up how many people live in Phoenix, 1.5 million. It's the number six in terms of population city in the United States, and they're known for sun and warm temperatures. And anyway, if you look at the metropolitan area, about 4,300,000 people live in the Phoenix metro area. And so I thought, where's all this stuff go? Where does it come from? And I thought, okay, so let's say a person takes a shower or a bath a day and uses 1 ounce of shampoo or a half an ounce of shampoo and half an ounce of shampoo and a half an ounce of conditioner. That's 268,000 bottles of shampoo per day in just Phoenix. Where does it come from? Are we going to run out? And where do we put all those empty bottles? And that doesn't include the cans of food, the trays that the meat's packaged in, the bags that you get your purchases from Walmart in, the boxes and containers that other items come in, these overpackaged. Rick, I'm really concerned about what we're doing to the planet, where we're overpackaging, where we're... It's nuts.
Yeah. And you'll notice that all of your garbage disposal is handled by the Italian mafia.
Yeah, and And so I'm really concerned, and we've gotten our trash down to once a week. But what would happen if trash pickup and moving to another site and then burying it, you know, for future generations to dig up and to pollute the water supply? What would happen if trash service stopped across the country for like a month? We'd have rats.
Well, on my
mice.
Property, I keep discovering old dump sites from the 1930s and the 1940s on my piece of property.
Yeah, not much plastic in there. You find glass
no,
and maybe
there isn't.
Some.
That's DuPont. There it is.
Yep. Right.
Overpackaging and containers that are so difficult sometimes to open them, you actually break the product inside them trying to open them.
Mm-hmm. Rick, there's another post I was reading about. This is good news. Protesters in Argentina force Monsanto to destroy a GMO seed manufacturing plant. There was a success of we, the villagers, coming down on the big, bad corporate thugs. So that's great news that happened. And we need to do that around our villages. And where we see corruption, we need to surround them with protests and point these guys out. Rick, what's gravity? Do we know what gravity is? We know what it does, but do we know what it is?
We have different theories of what it is and what it is not. I like the old graffiti on the bathroom wall that says, there is no such thing as gravity. The earth sucks. Gravity is a fallout of a force having to do with space and time, and if space and or time is curved like a black hole.
What do you think about the grid down situation? Is that like one of your worst fears? That's one of mine.
Grid down is an inevitability that is going to happen, whether done naturally or by by an act of terrorism, more likely. We're overdue, and when it happens, what are you going to do when you have to go to the toilet and you're 16 floors up in New York City? How's that work? And that's the main concerns are of what creates what we will call a zombie. You know, when they can't get their water, what happens next?
Yeah, and you certainly don't want to be downhill. You don't want to be in the low area when the pumping stations at the sewage treatment plant fail, because it's going to end up in your house, coming up through your toilet. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.